Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Tuesday, July 5th meeting of the City Council of Ferndale. Please rise with me for the salute of our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Play ball. Thank you. Please be seated. Our city clerk will now do the roll call.
Councilmember Zara, here. Councilmember Olson,
here.
Councilmember Taylor,
here.
Councilmember Watson,
present.
Councilmember Birch,
here.
Councilmember Goodrich,
here.
And Councilmember Hansen has requested an excused absence. Do I hear a motion for such?
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded. Excuse Councilmember Hansen. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed nay. We now go on to public comment. And this is the time for the public to speak up to 3 minutes on anything that's not on the agenda tonight. If it is on the agenda, on the full agenda, you can wait till that time. But if it's not, you're welcome to come forward. Just introduce yourself and where you live. And we'd love to hear from you. Go ahead, Mr. Robinson.
And I do like, I'm sure you know that, I prefer Papa John, but if you want to be, call me PJ, okay, even though I'm not wearing them. Now, you know, I am your self-appointed chaplain, so I come here, you guys are prayed for individually and collectively, I want you to know that, and I do want you to know for real and seriously, that at any time I can pray either for you or with you, I would love to do that, that's what I do, but I also know I want to share you, I usually do horizontal first and then some vertical thing. Maybe a little bit obfuscated tonight because I do have something you may be aware of. But a little food for thought here. What salad would be the favorite salad for honeymooners? And the answer is lettuce alone. What happens after a cap is a year? And the answer is 2 years. Pretty complicated, and I know this is heavy-duty stuff here. What is the most, the brightest room in the world for most people? And the answer is room for improvement. Okay, now, you probably already know if you're on Facebook, and I'm only on Facebook when I can't read the print, but I've been told that they put a new video regarding why, what I mentioned to you last time, wearing the glasses tonight, that I can read this looking at down here, where normally I couldn't. I'd have to have like a telescope to read it because I'm nearsighted. But I'm here to say again to you, thank you to the community. You're the representatives of the community. But I also want to let you know something really special happened. And you should be running down to Vision Plus to take advantage of this special thing. I go to Christ the King Saturday night in Bellingham, as well as Christ the King each service here in Ferndale. And I go on the bus. I don't have a car. And so I go about 4:30 Saturday night, get there about 45 minutes before the doors open. So I go to Dairy Queen there. I'm a regular, and I get hugs. Everybody knows Papa John pretty much. And I often don't order anything because I don't have the money. But I still get to use their booth free of charge. And this Saturday, having worn my glasses for the first time, this young lady apparently recognized that, walked up to me without me. I didn't order anything. And she walked up to me, looked at me, and said, 25. So apparently I've lost 50 years just because I've worn these glasses. So if you're interested in being younger now, all you have to do, now some of you, you'd be in the hole. They have to owe you a few years, but not many. Okay, so if you want to get younger, just go down to Vision Plus and tell them you want the Papa John special. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Robinson. Would anyone else like to address the Ferndale City Council? Welcome, sir. Name and address.
My name is Andrew Gamble, and although I live in Blaine, I've worked in Ferndale for about the past 10 years. And I just wanted to say a special thank you to Kathy for coming today to address the Whatcom County Council and to kind of give them a little bit of guidance and input just on process. So thank you for coming today and educating them. Kathy, appreciate that very much. I work in Ferndale. I am the manager at the Ferndale Storage Terminal, the Petrogas Ferndale Terminal, and we are bulk exporters of LPG products, and so we have about 32 employees out at the facility, and we all appreciate the work that you guys do, and folks like Kathy weighing in and keeping everybody straight, so we really appreciate that.
And the mayor was there earlier, too. We also wrote a letter from the city.
Outstanding.
Let's do it. You're part of the community.
I don't need to take the whole 3 minutes. I just wanted to say thank you.
Wow. It means a lot to us. Thank you very
much.
Thank you, council member. Anyone else like to speak to council? Seeing none, we will close the public comment, and I am looking for a motion to adopt the consent agenda.
I make the motion. We approve the consent agenda.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adopt the consent agenda. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The consent agenda has been adopted. We're moving on to a presentation from PSE. I do not see Katie Vargas here.
She may be running late.
Well, if it's okay with council, she shows up. We'd love to talk to her. She has spoke to us a couple of years ago, and it's a valuable presentation. We'll move on to item D, the approval of the addendum to Chamber of Commerce lease agreement. And is that our clerk or our just who's going to run that today? Who would like to take that today?
The changes as were discussed at committees were made to the lease addendum. You should be in your packet.
So, council, what is your pleasure? Discussion? Motion? Confusion?
No, move to approve as written.
It's been moved by Councilmember Watson and seconded by Councilmember Taylor to adopt the lease agreement with the Chamber. Is there discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion to adopt the lease agreement with the Chamber, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. It has been adopted 6-0. Going on to item E, discussion city boards and commission terms, and I believe that's our city clerk has been working on that with the mayor. So why don't you go ahead and start off there.
I don't have it in front of me. This is just an attempt to make a little more, thank you, sense from the sense of the timing of the terms of the for the various boards and commissions. Oftentimes when a new mayor comes on board, for example, this year we had four members of the PERTAB mm-hmm. board whose terms had expired and we hadn't renewed them or gotten new members, and it's hard for a brand new mayor to come into office and suddenly have a bunch of vacancies and or upcoming vacancies within the first month of being in office. So this, and also all of these mayoral appointments need to be approved by council, so they all come before council. So there's a possibility of 37 different positions between all the different boards and commissions of the city. And so this is just a kind of a way to sort of spread those out so that the mayor can, take some thoughtful consideration to the applicants, and council has, time to vet them if they want to, and rather than having them all done at the same year, it just kind of spreads it out. All of the people whose term length would be affected by this change have all been contacted. The PERTAB terms, it shortens all of their terms by 4 months by changing that length of their term, that appointment date for their terms, and they were all amenable to that. And then the Eagle Board does the opposite; it actually extends their terms by 4 months. And again, they were all on board with that. So.
Well said, Councilmember Bursch.
All right. Due to the email we all received today, I just want to make sure and clarify that residency was not changed whatsoever.
Correct.
That stayed the same. So.
Councilmember Goodrich.
How is the student to the Planning Commission working out, or is that?
I wish you were here. There. I don't know.
That's a really good question. I wasn't quite sure if this is something that the Planning Commission pointed, because it's sort of a informal role, or the council had to appoint. It's sort of separate from this. I'm not even sure if the mayor appoints it. So it's not really dealt with specifically here. It's listed as one of those, I think, 37. I think that makes it 38 if you add that in. I'm not positive.
I thought it was on the...
It's on that chart as a non-voting member.
Did they have a student?
We did have a student.
The planning commission and an even number of people?
It's a non-voting member.
No, right. But then according to this, then it's 3 and 3.
There's a typo in the
typo.
In four that chart. It's a 4 and 3.
Oh, okay.
First column.
That's what I was... Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, when he said non-voting, then I thought, wait a minute, that gives an even number.
Yeah, you look under the notes, it's positions 1 through 4, so that number of members should say 4 there.
Okay.
Yeah, you're correct. So I don't think we have an ordinance drafted here, do we? This is just discussion.
No, this is just...
We're looking at the council. If you're okay with this, we'll move it forward as an ordinance. We don't think it's a major change. I think it assists the mayor and the council in spreading out these appointments instead of having half at once, half at another time. We think that's better for the citizens because we've had in the past, recently, we had a number of people apply for a planning commission position, and one person got it, and several did not. And you can say to them, but by the way, in 6 months we have these other positions. Would you consider that as well? I think it's maybe better people management to be able to provide these opportunities spread out over length of time. So if you're fine with this, we'll go ahead and write it up as an ordinance and be added to the city code. So kind of looking for consensus here. Councilmember Goodrich.
I don't see an issue with it. If you talk to all the different boards and commissions and gone through and gotten their feedback, mm-hmm. if there's nobody, if those people aren't objecting to it, I don't see why we need to, get involved in it. Really, other than to say yes or no to it.
So you're recommending it move forward as an
ordinance? I would say move it forward if those folks are happy.
I'll second.
Okay. If by unanimous consent, we will bring it back as an ordinance so you can vote on it.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Council. Thank you, City Clerk Duncan. Moving on, as we are looking again for Ms. Vargas, not here yet. Fieldhouse and Star Park restrooms. I'm going to mention that as our public. Well, you're all by yourself over there.
I've been shunned.
Well, stay right now. Talk to us about bathroom ideas here.
So we had brought this before to committees a couple of times. We've discussed it both the committees and at the full council last time. We had taken it back for finance to look at it for the funding portion for the one restroom. As council will remember, the original proposal was to place a precast restroom facility at the location of the current field house. During discussion at committees, it was brought forward that, that is a good location, but it would be better to have one closer to the newly constructed Star Park. And so we're kind of looking for a little bit more consideration with the council and a feeling of what you would like to proceed forward with. So at this point, I think that, Public Works has identified that the field house location is the easiest one to construct the facility at. We have utilities that are pre-existing in that location. We have identified spot for it. Everything's in place. All we need to do is prep it and have the facility delivered. If we go forward to do one at the Star Park location, it's going to be at a greater cost than what the field house location would be, with all the utilities having to be brought in that site, both water, sewer, and electricity. Now, we've done some preliminary assessment on where we can get utilities from there, and it seems like the Bergsma House is probably the best location to get the utilities brought over from. It's kind of envisioned, both speaking with Bo and the others up the shop, that we're probably going to need to put in a small pump station to supply the sewer there, that we don't have the adequate depths in the sewers around there to be able to serve it with gravity. So probably look at installing a small pump station. But that'll still add additional cost for the location over by Star Park. One of the thought processes that came out of committees was that we would proceed forward with the installation of the field house location, and then with the potential going forward and bringing it back for a budget item for decision card for going forward with next year's budget to place the additional restroom over at the Star Park location.
Councilmember Birch, please.
Well, I kind of brought the Star Park restroom because it is important for me to have a restroom there, because we are talking about lots and lots of children, toddlers, mm-hmm. going over 200 yards to a restroom. And that was a priority, to have the Star Park over the Field House restroom. And we sent that back to finance and administration to figure out where the additional funds were going to come. We budgeted $40,000 last year for the Field House restroom. And we were told that we do have reserve money that we can tap into for the additional up to $100,000 for the Field House is what we're looking at. I would prefer the Star Park restroom over the Field House if it comes between one or the other, because we are talking definitely toddlers moving out of the area versus little the young men on BMX bikes. So as it stood in the Finance Committee and the Public Works Committee, it was discussed at length, and it was a good, healthy discussion. And I left the meetings with a, all right, this is going to be moved forward quickly. Mr. Young said in the Public Works, we have the reserves, we have the money to do both. Let's do both. He said it 6 times in the Public Works. He said it 11 times in the Finance and Administration. The tape ends with him saying, we have the money, let's do both. I don't want to see 2017.
That'll teach you to talk in meetings.
Mr. Young,
I don't want to see the 2017.
We have the money, let's do it. The issue is not one over the other, at least in my mind. We've sat down, we've talked with our finance director. The monies are there. You're aware that there was a surplus last year over our budgeted, what we thought we would end up with in the general fund. So both of them should and I think can be done. The issue right now is we have to do some engineering to figure out how to get the water and get the sewer over there. Not that we can't chew gum and walk at the same time. So I would suggest that we put both of them in motion right now, realizing that the Field House has some work in front of it. It has to come down, and the Star Park has some engineering work that has to be done. My recommendation would be, let's push forward with both of them and see which one wins first.
It's up to Councilmember Watts and then Councilmember Goodrich, please.
Okay, so you're still considering just doing one of them?
No, I want to do both.
Because you said which one wins first.
Which one gets installed first.
Okay, now we would just do one.
Will we be able to tear down the Field House, prep it, and have the new one craned in before we get the engineering done to run the water, sewer, electricity? Probably. But I don't think we should do one and then start on the next one. I think we can get them both going, maybe not simultaneously, just because, again, it's going to take literally longer to design the correct, mostly sewer, because water will flow any way it wants to go along with electricity.
I guess my question is, so do we want to do both? Financially, do we want to do both? And so that's my question. I would like,
right.
I want to do one, and I would prefer to do it by the Star Park because you can also use it for community garden and when you're walking along Ferndale Road and the playing fields. So I would rather just do the one and spend the money. And I don't necessarily know that I want to spend the money for two. Because there is a little bathroom in the center of the four fields.
Exactly.
But there's nothing really back over that way.
Should the council desire to do both, we can afford to do both. Should the council only want to do one, then we would rely on your guidance as to which one you want to get done. But
there's plenty of things we can spend money on. We don't necessarily need to buy them both just because we can. I mean, I could think of a lot of things we could spend money on other than a second bathroom.
Right.
So
that's your...
Yes. Okay. Councilmember Goodrich, Councilmember Olson.
I was surprised when I read the agenda that it stated kind of like we'll do one now and one next year. That wasn't the impression that I left the committee meetings on either. If it came down to doing both, I could probably go with that. I would lean more toward trying to do just the Star Park one because that one's going to get the use. The Field House one, how often is that one really going to get used? It's kind of out by itself. The BMXers might use it. But outside of that, there's going to be a lot more usage of a Star Park one than a
the old field house one. So I would say my leaning would be to do the one at Star Park, unless there was really a good justification to do the second one at the field house. And if we're going to do both, I'd like to see them done concurrently, you know, order them at the same time, so when we go to the manufacturer, we're saying, hey, we're ordering two buildings or something. Maybe we get a price break if we're ordering. You know, sometimes if you order multiples, you get a price break versus ordering a single. I don't know, but if we can justify the field house one that it would get the use to spend the money on it, then let's do them both at the same time. Otherwise, my feeling is do the one at Star Park.
Councilmember Olson, then City Clerk.
Okay. I was kind of confused. I saw something where we had $465,000 surplus. Is that right?
I'm not sure, but I know it was a little bit above $400,000. It could very well have been that number, yeah.
Didn't we take 100 or 200 grand of that and put it towards different things?
Yes, so we've
that figure really isn't there anymore.
True. Yeah, we put it into our reserve. We took it out of the general fund balance, i.e., reserve.
No, I know it was
put
spent,
it into a
but that's
separate.
That means if we've moved 200,000 out of 400,000,
right,
we got 200,000, not 400,000.
Yeah.
And then it says park impact fees were identified as the funding source for the original construction. I brought that up at committee, and I was told we can't use park impact. So can we or can't
we? Yeah, we can't because it's a capital improvement. We can't use it for maintenance.
Why was it shot down in committee? Because it's on tape. I don't get it.
I'm not sure either. Yeah, no, but the park impact fees are an allowable use for a new bathroom.
Because, that's not what we were told.
No, it's not what we were told.
Yeah.
So I don't. Right. I hate conflicting information. It just drives me nuts.
And Jory isn't here, but I know he and I had that conversation, and at one point he thought we
could
not.
I don't recall who said it, and I'm not accusing you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall who said it, but...
Right.
How much is available in there?
I don't know.
We could ask the empty chair.
We could ask the empty chair.
We asked about the park impact fee.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm kind of with everybody else. I would rather see the Star Park one start,
mm-hmm,
and maybe put the field house as a decision card next year.
Yeah. Because I was going to say, even if we don't put the we may want to remove the field house at some point anyway, just for a lot of good reasons.
Yeah.
Because it's disused and it's kind of a...
The other thing is electric hand dryers. I think that would be money well spent, because then there's no towels to set on fire, and there's all kinds of little things that, mm-hmm, you know, in a previous line of work I'm aware of. So if you got that in there, you don't have nothing to set on fire. It would save you money.
Litter.
Not to mention it's green and all that neat stuff.
Why are you looking at me? Hillary and I love my
Taylor.
Go first.
No, go ahead. You're a council member.
When we talked committee, we talked about having the restroom between Star Park and Pioneer Park so that it could be useful for both parks. I'm still in favor of that because it'd be so convenient for people in Pioneer Park when there's huge events to be able to access both North End and South End parks with the park. But I would also like to make a motion to move forward a demolition of that building before something happens.
Yeah, agree.
Is
there a second? Second.
Oh, that's a real motion. Very good. So we're just a motion on the building.
Yes.
Demo the building. A little bit on the fringe.
We have the money. Okay. Let's do it.
Is there this discussion on demoing the building?
The field house.
Not the Star Park.
I like that. No discussion. All in favor of...
Sorry, can I ask the right question? Is that going to impact the utilities and whatever that are there future use if we just take that building down now?
I mean, we'll have to take into consideration what utility stubs are already there, but the facility has a slab, and utilities do come up through the slab, so we'll have to address that when the building's demolished. But it's not going to preclude it from being used in the future.
Okay.
turn the water off the meter and discontinue the sewer service. Beau and I were having a discussion today whether or not there was gas service there, and we didn't come to a firm on that one. So there may be gas service that needs to be addressed at that location.
Mr. Ritz, can I ask you a question? If council decides to put the bathroom there, whether now or later, mm-hmm. is there an advantage waiting to tear down the building in terms of how you stub things out?
I don't believe it impacts the placement of the restroom facility. No. But it is, we have recently boarded up the windows on it, so I mean it's more secured now than it has been in the past, but we can definitely, it's envisioned that the public works crews could demolish that building, and it's really a short project to get it taken down. So
not expensive.
No.
Sure. Council, any more questions on the demolition of the field house?
No, not the demolition, no.
This is the subject that you can hear. Seeing none, you ready for the question? It's a vote to destroy here. Motion is to, at this time, to demo the field house. That's it, the field house. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. It's passed 6-0 to demo the field house. It shall come down. Perhaps we shall go back to bathrooms now. What is council's pleasure? Councilor Mersch.
I think it's imperative to complete the Star Park as a whole with the new bathroom and to make it ADA compliant with the new sidewalks. And if it's more convenient to locate it next to the sidewalks, then that's where it should go. It's not a question of how convenient it is to get from the Pioneer Park over to the restrooms from the south end, but it is imperative to complete the Star Park at this time.
Yeah, I was going to add, for those council members who weren't at the committee meetings, we are planning on putting a sidewalk around the perimeter of the existing parking lot, kind of between the parking lot and the baseball diamond, mm-hmm. so to speak. And in conjunction with that sidewalk, it was suggested that we place the bathroom right there. That way there would be ADA ramps from the parking lot up to the sidewalk, and then literally you could just get right into. So ADA compliance would be much easier to achieve there. But now the only drawback that I'm hearing is that location, while convenient for the Star Park, won't be as close to Pioneer Park as potentially one could place it. But then the issue becomes access to, let's say you do put the bathroom somewhere between Pioneer Park and Star Park, then you have to ensure ADA ability to get to that facility. So we would probably be certainly more involved. So
I'm sensing in some direction from council that you might do two, but if you do one, it will be the Star Park washroom, okay?
Yes.
So I think perhaps you need to decide whether you want to go ahead with two or just do the one, because then that will be a easy decision. Council members are.
I'd like to see both happen. There's been a huge need for a restroom over by the BMX field for a long time. Fieldhouse is cheap and easy as we're going to get, for sure. Definitely need a bathroom by the Star Park, but I go to playgrounds a lot, so the playground versus the bathroom's distance at Hovander, pretty similar to Fieldhouse, the Star Park. Kind of similar to the park in Linden, the big similar giant playground thing. I mean, not very many parks have a bathroom right there. So I don't think it's totally unfeasible to make people walk for a year until we figure it out to be closer. But I'd really like to see the Fieldhouse.
Councilor, would you prepare to make that into motion at this point? See where it goes?
I'll make a motion to move forward on the new restroom at the Fieldhouse location.
Just
and pursue the Star Park bathroom as well.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to the demolition. Build both of them. We need to go pursue.
Oh yes.
Give me an action verb that we can put our wrap our hands. That's the best to build.
Yes. Build both.
Motion on the table is to build the field house restroom. There's a place now, since we've turned down the field house, and the Star Park restroom. It's been seconded by Councilmember Taylor. Discussion, Council. I think Councilmember Goodrich and Councilmember Taylor.
Butts.
my original thought was on the placement of the Star Park. I was going to comment about that and with working at Pioneer Park and things. My first thought was, yeah, that would be a good place, but then the more I've thought about it, it's not going to make that much of a difference because most of the people use the barn, and they can walk up to the new pavilion. It's probably easier, and or they use the Dilcom House, or they use the church, which are all more at the north end of the park than the south end. It's just during old-fashioned Christmas night, I mean, Old Settlers, that the stage area is really used, which would be closer to the restrooms at Star Park. So I don't think putting them on the border of the two would be a benefit. As far as the motion goes, I'm kind of unclear about what it is. Are we going to go concurrently down the path where we're going to put the, you know, you say put the restroom at the field house and at the same time start the engineering and things and whatever process to get the Star Park one done as well? Is that what the motion is?
Yes.
It made it sound like we're going to do the field house one and then come back later to discuss.
No, I would like to move forward on both. I realize the one will take much longer, which is why I said later.
They both get started.
Well, if they're both running concurrently, you know, and starting both of them tomorrow, let's say, you know, and, you know, working the two paths to end up with two separate restrooms, then I could support the motion. But if we're going to do one now and then come back later and do the other one, then I wouldn't support it.
Yeah, I think staff understands it to be we'll start both of them. One will probably be finished first, but they both get started, if that's your wish.
Yeah, I would suggest that exactly that we go ahead, tear down the field house, order the unit. It's pretty straightforward. But for the one for the Star Park, we need to engage the engineering. And so I would suggest that what we do is we move forward on the field house, but then we bring back fairly shortly the engineering, which would also have with it a more refined cost estimate for the Star Park.
Kind of question on this.
Sure.
The fire district did something where they're going to buy two ambulances. They're buying one now, but they're going to buy the other one in so many months.
Mm.
But they've told the manufacturers that we're going to buy two. And they've, you know, set up the process, but they're buying one now and one with a different delivery date for the, whatever their year type thing.
Yeah.
To get a better price break.
We will squeeze the vendors. We'll do the best we can.
Maybe the same thing would happen.
You can certainly ask. Yeah. You don't ask, you don't
get. We're going to buy two, but we're going to do one now and one in 3 months or something.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you. Councilmember Watson.
Gosh, I'm going to be in a position where I'm actually going to have to vote against the bathroom, which is not where I wanted to be. I'm not comfortable saying we're just going to buy two bathrooms and we have no idea what the Star Park bathroom is going to cost. What if it comes back and it's... We find out we've got some problem with the pipe and putting all new pipe in, and now we need to put the pump station, but we need a certain size, and maybe it's a $50,000 pump station, and we don't even know what this thing's going to cost yet. I want to do at least that one, so I can't support it without knowing what the costs are for the Star Park one. So I'm going to have to vote no.
There's a possibility that the motion could be amended to authorize the engineering for the Star Park now. And move forward with the field house with the idea of bringing back the engineering and a more refined cost estimate later?
No. It's a cost issue. Because if the motion says we're going to do them both, then I'm not prepared to say I'm going to do them both without knowing what the cost of the one is. Because, I mean, we really have no idea what the cost is at this point.
Councilmember Burson Ellison, please.
Oh, you can go. You were before me.
I couldn't support it, mostly for the same reason. And have we ever put money back into street repairs? I don't think so.
No. Years ago, we used to have a separate line item.
Right.
And we've not.
We haven't had any street repairs, cracks, any of that stuff for I don't know how many years.
Yeah, we've done some just within our street maintenance budget, but a separate line item, no. So.
I can't just go crazy on bathrooms right now in this year. I'd like to see some street repair work getting done. So I won't support it either until I know what the second one is going to cost.
Councilmember?
I agree totally that before we spend $100,000 on the field house, and then we come back with cost estimates and you present to us something that we cannot do. And we've already spent the $100,000, and maybe that's the range that would have stayed during the Star Park.
Sure.
And to me, Star Park is much more important. It's a priority over the field house restroom.
Yeah, perhaps someone might consider, again, an amendment to the motion authorizing the engineering for the Star Park as a priority. Or for that matter, if the motion fails, a new motion could just set the engineering in place.
If we table the field house for now. Until we get some.
So if the main motion failed, then a new motion,
correct,
could go down that altered path.
I sense a direction here. Oh, go ahead, Councilman Taylor.
I was going to make a motion to amend the original motion to allow some engineering to happen for the bathroom to be built near Star Park.
I'm waiting for a second. Hearing that, because I think what I'm hearing is the Star Park is going to be built. There's no delay on the Star Park gap. And what I'm hearing, may I suggest a vote on the first motion?
Yeah, let's vote.
And then there's room for a second motion.
Yeah. All right. Would you repeat the
motion? The motion is to build both bathrooms now. That's the motion.
Okay.
Everything right now.
Okay.
Go ahead with it. Are you ready for the question?
Yes.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
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 So I believe it failed 1-5. Councilmember Czar voting yes, and also in the negative. Councilmember, what is your pleasure?
2-4.
Oh, 2-4. Mm-hmm. I apologize. Mm-hmm. Councilmember.
I'm sorry, who voted?
Taylor and Czar voted yes, and the other four voted nay. Thank you for clarifying that. Council, what's your pleasure at this point? Councilmember Goodrich.
I make a motion that we proceed with the engineering of the Star Park restroom.
Second.
And then come back with the costs. And then we'll make
table the field house restroom.
I just said just the Star Park.
I'm going to second just what he said.
Will you say it again, please?
That we do the engineering for the Star Park restroom.
Period. It's been moved and seconded. Mm-hmm. To simply at this point just to the engineering for the Star Park restaurant. Maybe someday. Discussion by council.
Move the rainbow building.
And again, this is not the build, it's just the engineering. Okay, are you ready for the question? Mm-hmm. The motion is to have staff move ahead with engineering on the Star Park restroom, period. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Nay.
I believe that's 5-1. Councilmember Czar voting nay. Staff has its instructions. The motion is, and it has passed, to go ahead with engineering and come back to council with probably some numbers and things like that. Very good, council. Moving on to the next item. Looking for Ms. Vargas?
Nope.
Not yet. Reconsideration on the comp plan land use map. And Councilmember Watson, we're going to give that to you tonight.
Yes, for our own council rules of procedures as well as Robert's rules, I am going to make a move to reconsider a vote that we took on June 20th, specifically on the comprehensive land use map amendment, and only that amendment, not the comp plan. Again, I'm doing it because I received new information. When I voted, I believed they were going to put 21 units on that piece of land. Now I understand that they are going to put 12 units on that. And I'm assuming that should I get a second, that we would do this at a future council meeting.
That's correct.
Thank you so much.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to reconsider the vote regarding, this is the Lego property.
The Lego, that's correct.
Yeah, and at the next council meeting, is there discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor of the reconsideration vote, I'm going to do a roll call because there may be some people that may not vote. I'm going to hear it. So,
okay.
Have done this in a while?
No, we haven't.
City Clerk Duncan, we do a roll call vote. And
I would like to abstain.
Okay.
Council Member Goodrich.
Can I ask what? Or is that not?
Doesn't have to tell you what.
Oh, okay. I'm just curious because this has nothing to do with, it's just a matter of bringing the issue back a second time. So that's why I was kind of curious.
I'm fine with abstaining.
Okay. Council Member Goodrich.
I would vote in favor.
Council Member Czar.
Aye.
Council Member Bursch. I know you said you were going to abstain. Council Member Olson.
Aye.
Council Member Watson.
Aye.
And Council Member Taylor.
Aye.
The ayes have it. The motion has passed for a reconsideration vote of the land use change of the Lego property. That was 5-2-0 with one abstaining. That was Council Member Bursch. Thank you, City Council. Going on to mayor reports. No mayor reports tonight. Going on to council report. Council Member Watson.
I just want to thank Public Works for the toolbox they installed at the BMX park. It looks very, very cool. I took Patrick over there, gave him the keys the other day. He's very happy. He's got a group of volunteers ready to go, and he's looking forward to doing some work. So I really appreciate your guys doing that. They did a wonderful job, and it's a very nice box. Thank you.
Yes, we took a look. It's very nice.
I just have one more thing.
Please, go ahead.
The WTA, I'm on the WTA board, and we're going to have a community meeting Wednesday, July 13th at 6 p.m. in the Senior Center. And this is your chance to talk to the WTA about what kind of bus service you'd like in Ferndale. Right now they're talking about going a little bit later at night so that if you're at Watkin Community, you can get home. But the bus service would still be only once every hour. And we're still talking about that. If we can get enough people there to push and say we would ride it if you had it every 30 minutes or so, I'd have a better chance of getting the votes to make that happen. So, again, it's next Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the Senior Center.
Thank you very well. Other council reports? Seeing none, looks like it's early evening. Staff report. Public Works Director Reds?
I have none.
City Manager?
Fine.
Well, communications. Some people might beg to differ. Communication Officer Selena. Nothing. Very good. And our City Clerk?
Nothing.
And our Chief of Police? Thank you very much. I would gladly entertain a motion to discuss.
So moved.
Moved and seconded to dismiss. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Thank you very much, City Council. Yes.